The essence of hospice philosophy, emphasizing the significance of cherishing every moment and embracing life to the fullest, was exemplified by the touching and beautiful wedding of Sean Adelberg and Mary Davidson at Campbell Rivers Hospice House on Tuesday, April 2. The two were married in front of family and friends a year after Davidson's journey with palliative hospice care commenced following two traumatic seizures which unveiled her diagnosis of glioblastoma brain cancer. The path of treatment has been arduous, marked by brain surgery to remove the primary tumor, followed by 2 months of chemotherapy and radiation in Victoria. Despite the challenges, their love and determination have only grown stronger, and the two made the ultimate commitment to each other on April 2. This journey to the altar accompanies Mary's heroic battle with stage 4 glioblastoma, an incurable brain cancer. Despite the odds, we're seizing this incredible chance to celebrate our love, Adelberg said, with a mousy matrimony theme and with most in attendance donning gray mouse ears on their heads. Campbell Rivers Hospice House turned wedding chapel and the couple said their vows. Joining forces with you, being by your side through every twist and turn has been the most exhilarating honor of my life, Adelberg said to Davidson. So our love is our superpower, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary, guiding us to adventures unknown with memories that will outlast time itself. Davidson replied with a powerful and touching tribute to Adelberg. Your incredible support through the fight for my life has only deepened the wealth of my love and relationship for you, Davidson said. Should there come a day when I cannot tell you how much you mean to me, remember this, I will always reside in the sanctuary of your heart. The Campbell River Hospice Society provided support throughout the couple's ordeal, offering clinical counseling, relaxation therapy, and compassionate volunteer care. Their assistance extends to treatment days, providing a comforting presence and ensuring the couple never feels alone. It was truly remarkable how the community rallied together to facilitate this wedding, said Louise Davidick, executive director of the Campbell River Hospice Society. Adelberg's appeal for help with the wedding sparked a wave of generosity throughout the community, showcasing Campbell River's kindness and compassion. A number of local businesses and individuals contributed to the ceremony. Erica's Sweets and Stuff, Panzera Photography, Fat Sisters Vintage, Misfit Mugs, Johnny's Catering, Sass Spa, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, Helen Garson, Balloons, N. Moore Party Shop, Pam Wanacott, Ellie's Melodies, Julie Taves, Deborah Castle, Jim's Clothes Closet, Leslie Palmer Kuhn, Jerry Arkell, A Cut Above, Kristen Lechire, Misco DJs, All in One Party Shop, Thrifties, and Blue Pound Candle.